Eyre, and Letsey have been in town for a week of activities, including visits with high school students. Letsey has a book signing at Dowie's Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And two of Letsey's books were featured in the local One Book, One Community program. Letsey told KBCW this week he was glad that the books chosen were aimed at different age groups. High school students were assigned to read The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, and the community book was The Lone Ranger and Tonto, Fist Fight in Heaven. One of the stories in the latter book inspired the movie Smoke Signals. Chris Eyre recalled he was a grad student at NYU in 1994 when a teacher recommended the book to him.
And it was one of the first books that I ever had the focus to read after To Kill a Mockingbird in high school. and that said something. I mean, that said a lot. That said, wow. I can actually read and enjoy this. It was because of Sherman's Sensibility, which I'd never read before, and it was that thing that people have said for years, which is that I think Sherman has this ability to, you know, turn on a dime and go from laughter to tears in a single sentence. And I just was kind of like, wow, this is something that I'd like to make a movie out of.
Eyre, a little naively, decided he would just call the author. Sherman Letsey explained what happened next.
Well, I answered the phone and you were telling me, you know, as an Indian in the mass media, as a public figure Indian, there's a lot of people who tell you they're Indian. You get that a lot. And I'd gotten plenty of phone calls before from people who, you know, well, I'm Indian, I'm this, I'm that. And so I took his phone call. He's a very nice guy, and he's at NYU Film School, but I wasn't necessarily convinced of his Indianness until I talked to him on the phone a bit, and then we met in New York.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you were like 45 minutes late, and that's when I knew you were Indian.
That's right.
He's way Indian.
Smoke Signals is the dramatic and comedic story of a young reservation Indian who learns that his estranged father has died and who goes on the road to collect his ashes. Eyre said what attracted him to Letsey's story was the concept of forgiveness.
I can't believe at his age that you had a grasp of forgiveness that you had that's embellished in that whole story. You know, forgiveness is something that you know, people learn, or hopefully learn, over the years. But, you know, for a 20-something-year-old guy to have that in their universe was something that he embellished throughout the whole screenplay. And I think that's the staying power of the movie.
When the film appeared at Sundance, it became the toast of the festival. Letsey said they got star treatment along with a few star encounters.
And Miramax had already bought it, so we were in big condo houses.
So
you know, multiple floors. There was a huge one floor in this, the one I was in. I don't remember, you weren't in that one. The one I was in, the bottom floor was entirely a hot tub. It was like some giant Swedish bath. And I came back from a long day of Sundance, and I walked down to the hot tub. I was going to get in the hot tub, and Parker Posey and Ewan McGregor were in our hot tub. I have no idea how they ended up there, who they knew. I just said hi, and then I went up to my room.
And they said, why is there an Indian in our hot tub?
Letsey is now established as an author. We asked him if he has any advice for aspiring writers.
Don't do it. People are getting increasingly mad at me for saying this, as younger folks, but I really have no clue how you'd go about having a writing career now. The internet has so dramatically changed the way in which I made a career that I really have no useful advice to anybody anymore. I'm a dinosaur. It's just, I already have a built-in audience. If I didn't have a built-in audience, I don't know what I would be doing.
Chris Eyre has not made another film as successful as Smoke Signals, but he learned it's important to keep making movies.
It's about making work and not looking where it lands particularly, but making the work that you feel is important to make.
Filmmaker Chris Eyre and author Sherman Letsey. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.